In the serene solitude of our little hillside home, with the soft rustle of leaves and the distant call of a whistling thrush for company, we chanced upon a revelation that seemed almost as intricate as the dance of nature itself. It was about babies, those bundles of joy and mystery born with twisted insides, a condition known as intestinal malrotation. The insides, much like the hidden pathways of the forest that surrounds our abode, can sometimes take a turn so unexpected it leaves one pondering the mysteries of life. Scientists, the modern-day explorers of the human condition, have been delving into the enigma of why some babies are born with their insides not quite in the right twist. Their research led them to a finding as startling as it was significant. It appears that exposure to a certain herbicide, atrazine, can disrupt the delicate dance of gut rotation development in frog embryos, creatures whose insides develop in a manner not unlike our own. Now, you might wonder, as we did, sitting by our window with a cup of tea in hand, why frogs? Well, it turns out that these amphibians and we share a common ancestor, making their intestinal development a mirror to our own. In their world as in ours, the gut must perform a delicate ballet, twisting into a compact coil to fit inside the body's limited space. But when this dance is disrupted, the result is twisted insides, leading to complications that can shadow a person from infancy. Atrazine, a common herbicide, has stirred up quite the storm. It's like a trickster in our midst, banned elsewhere, yet it dances across our fields of gold. This chemical, it seems, has a knack for leading the gut astray. Scientists, bless them, have been on a quest. With frog embryos as their lanterns, they've ventured into the fog of mystery. Atrazine meets embryo, and what unfolds is a tale of chaos, a gut dance gone awry. These little embryos, clear as the morning's first dew, showed us something startling. Atrazine, it turns out, throws everything off balance. The gut, meant to coil just so, ends up all tangled. Quite the revelation, wouldn't you say? Yet there's a twist in the tale, as hopeful as the first light of dawn. The introduction of antioxidants before the exposure to atrazine prevented the gut's misguided twist, hinting at a possible guardian against this condition. It's a reminder, perhaps, of nature's resilience and its capacity to heal, much like the forest that rejuvenates after the winter's touch. This discovery also serves as a caution. It reminds us of the delicate balance of life, of how our actions ripple through the fabric of nature, affecting even the smallest of its creatures. As we sit here reflecting on the intricacies of our insides and the world that surrounds us, I'm reminded of the interconnectedness of all things. The dance of the gut, much like the dance of the leaves in the wind, is a testament to the marvels and mysteries of life, urging us to tread gently upon this earth that cradles us all.